discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
They are two gentlemen touching thousands each day through songs that reach through the ups and downs of life, speak to our hearts, and bring us real hope. In the second half of today's On the Road, we'll talk with Josh Wilson about his newest track, Borrow, and the transforming way God has worked in his life through a battle with anxiety. Before we welcome Josh, we have the treat of bringing alongside the man who doesn't really need any introduction, but gets one anyway. Recording artist Michael W. Smith's career has blessed millions. The hits are too many to name, so we'll focus on the newest project, Awaken, the Surrounded Experience, just released across America.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
This all started with a night of worship the good man says brought him profound joy with a side of tears. We'll discover why he wanted to share it with thousands more in this new album and dig into his one-of-a-kind story, On the Road. Michael, sir, what a privilege to have you here. Are you having a productive day today?
You know what? I think I am. You know, I'm dialed in. I'm more in love with my wife than ever, and loving on grandkids, and just trying to, you know, woke up today going, okay, God, what voice do you want me to be today for you? What, just help me to love on people, you know, wherever I go, whether it's the store, the gas station, rehearsal. Just let me be your man today. So it's been a good day.
I love it, man. Is ferrying around preschoolers, preschool grandkids, an important task? We happened to be talking to Stephen Curtis Chapman just a couple days ago, and he said he ran into you in the parking lot of the preschool.
Yeah, I saw him a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was awesome. So one of his grandkids goes to the same school that one of mine goes to as well. So as I was walking out, he was walking in, and so it was good to see him and catch up a little bit. Yeah, so it's a pretty cool, wonderful phase that we're in. I think we're loving every minute of it.
Man, I can't imagine. Well, this project was captured at a very special night to pray, worship, and be awakened that was held in Nashville last August. And you have shared how huge the impact that evening was for you and for those that attended. Can you just take us back inside what made it so special and why you wanted to share that through the new record?
Yeah, well, it was never really supposed to be a record. I mean, we recorded the whole thing because TBN was so on board with the concept and with this awakened concept and praying over our city. I felt like there was something very strategic about Nashville. I've always felt that way of any city in the world. So many prophetic words spoken over this place, which is where I live. But the prayers of hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe thousands, that went into praying for this night was unprecedented. And it actually unified our city, I think, and maybe in a way that it's never been accomplished like this. And again, it's just my vision, but many, 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 many people who bought in and they were just all in. And so, you know, it was a powerful night of prayer over for tons of things, over our city, over our nation, over the world. Lots of topics that we prayed over, next generation, tons of stuff. Obviously the awful stuff that goes in our world, just praying for God to move in a powerful way, and then just singing these songs, as he loves songs, and just the presence of God just fell on the place, and it was beautiful. It was unlike anything I've ever been a part of.
And wow!
I think the big piece of it for me was it was so unified. There was lots of color in the arena, which that was one of my goals. We've got to have color. It's, you know, I still think it's crazy that Sunday morning is still the most segregated hour of the week. That drives me crazy. So I think there was something happening. You know, there's probably only one place in Scripture where God commands a blessing, and it's when His church is unified. And so I think something, happened in this city that night, and people are still talking about it. I still get stopped at a store. I got stopped last week, and they came up and said, you're Michael W. Smith. I'm like, yeah, how's it going? And they go, I was at Bridgestone. I will never forget it.
Wow.
I was at Bridgestone. You know, so something sparked, and it's still going on. And I almost feel like, and that was August 30, I almost feel like it never ended, and it's still going on. That's how special it was.
Well, it's pretty incredible stuff. You have this arresting description of what it was like. You said you looked out during the evening and said to yourself, wow, I mean, this is a picture. This is an instance in a small way of what heaven is going to be like. I mean, that is so huge and meaningful. Can you take us inside that just a bit?
I had to kind of hold it together. You know, I'm a crier. I can't help it. I just, but when you're leading, you sort of got to hold it together, you know, and
yeah.
It's always a challenge as a leader. You know, you want to be moved, but how do you do that and just keep it together? And because you want to, we're taking people on a journey. You know, my goal that night was we're gathering all these people and we're going to create the atmosphere, set the atmosphere where God can meet with people. And that was the goal, and that he would awaken us, that something would awaken inside of us. And so, you know, we got through it, and we got to the end, and then I was just undone. I never said goodnight. I never said goodbye. We ended with Revelation song. I'll just give that one away. And then we all just fell on our faces, and the rest is history.
Well, the project is called Awaken, the Surrounded Experience. The celebrated recording artist behind it, Michael W. Smith, with us today on the road. And my word, sir, I just cannot resist telling you this. Like millions of us, I was watching the state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush this past fall. And after all those phenomenal eulogies, you know, the thought was in my head, okay, there's nothing that can really make this moment any more meaningful and beautiful. And then comes the first few notes of Friends, and sure enough, there you are at the piano. I just can't even imagine. That had to be a tremendously meaningful moment for you to celebrate and say goodbye to your friend that way.
It was special, and it was hard, you know, just trying to get through it. And I didn't sing it very well. I was in the moment, and I knew how much he loved that song. Matter of fact, that's the last words he said to me when we were with him last August. We were with him at Kenny Bunkport, and I'd sung it for him that night. I can't tell you how many times I've sung that song for him because he loved it. But we were saying goodbye to him, me and my wife. We were walking out, getting ready to head to the airport, and he looked at us, and he pointed his finger in the air. He said, "Friends are friends forever," with a sparkle in his eye.
Oh, man.
And, walked outside, and Debbie and I looked at each other going, you know what, that might be the last thing he ever says to us, you know. And she was right, you know, that was the last time seeing him and him saying that to us. So it's so interesting that all the eulogies, I knew it would be that way because he was an amazing human being. He was an amazing human being that I learned a lot from about life and how to do life and how to serve people and putting others before yourself, you know. So when all these people talk about what a great friend he was, and, you know, I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to sing this song, which is what's been sort of been the thread throughout this whole service about this extraordinary man. So special, grateful to be a part of it. And I miss him, and I miss Mrs. Bush as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Condolences on the loss of your friend, but my word, what an incredible moment. Thank you for that. My mom and dad are both big fans of yours. First of all, they say hello. They wanted me to also say that.
Well, can you tell them I said hello?
Definitely will do that. They pointed me to this great interview that you had done with Bill and Gloria Gaither, and you pointed in that interview to just this amazing quote from Eric Little, about whom the movie Chariots of Fire, of course, was made, the great British runner. And you referenced the quote that he made about when he ran, he could feel God's pleasure. And you explained that when you play the piano, when you craft your music, that that is how you feel. And I just love that way of expressing it. Could you take us a little bit inside that, sir?
You know, I'll never forget being in the theater in Hillsborough Village in Nashville, Tennessee, going to watch that movie. And when Eric Little says that, there's that moment out in that countryside, and when he just says, you know, when I run, I feel his pleasure. And it was so emotional for me when that happened. I just started crying. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh. And at that moment, I kept thinking about me playing the piano. When I put my hands on the piano and I just play and just worship, and it can just be instrumental. It's what I'm made for. And I genuinely feel his pleasure every time I play. I really do.
Man, just a few moments remaining with Michael W. Smith, the latest project called Awaken the Surrounded Experience. And one of the things I wondered, you know, when you talk about that ability and that love, just the way you speak the musical language at that piano. And by the way, if nobody has ever heard, beyond the hit songs, so many that this man has crafted, two incredible instrumental albums as well, Freedom and Glory, that are just an absolute treat to listen to. But one of the things that I got to thinking was there a person in your life or a series of someone's that were the first to really see that talent and say, son, you've got something there. That's something you need to pursue.
Yeah, my mom and dad, I'd say, were the catalyst, and just me going, really? Wow. they were my biggest fans, still are. My dad's on the other side now. He went to heaven a little over 3 years ago. He was my biggest fan and PR agent. Would tell everybody how great I was all the time, which was embarrassing growing up. But my dad thought I hung the moon. And so I think just that instilled inside of me so much faith and so much belief, going, oh my gosh, maybe I really do have something. And then 15 years old, the only second time I ever walked down the aisle at my church, 10 years old, when I realized Jesus was who he said he was, and at 15, and walked down and asked the pastor to pray for me, I said, I think music is supposed to be a part of the fabric of my life for the rest of my life. I don't know how to get there. I don't know what the rules are. Would you pray for me? Because I think that's where I'm headed. And he prayed for me. And crazy looking back on that. And that was a long time ago. My mom and dad, it was really them. Just believe. And then my whole church and my whole town, and you know, they would hear me play, and then I was one thing about moving to Nashville, and they all said, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. We believe in you. And certainly made a difference, I believe.
Man, well, it's led to a difference being made in the lives of so many through some amazing music. The newest project called Awaken the Surrounded Experience, available wherever fine music is sold. Mr. Michael W. Smith, what a treat to talk with you today, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, Ryan. Good to talk to you. Have a great day.